Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, we're getting Troy Rank on the phone. Troy had a very cool moment over the weekend. His son, who's a college baseball player, got his first collegiate hit.
Oh, no.
Wow, cool good for him.
Troy, Brady got his first college hit over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, it was cool to see him play.
That's awesome.
They had a tough go playing a bunch of ranked teams in the NAI, but yeah, he went 5-for-11 on the weekend.
Whoa!
Good weekend. But
dang.
A lot of work to do. Plenty of work to do.
It's Hall of Fame worthy.
That's
right,
a great start. Yeah. How he's playing a lot, too. How are you watching the games?
We went to see him this past weekend.
Wow! Awesome.
We'll watch on the live stream on the team website. But we had a chance because of my schedule. We were able to sneak out there and go watch him.
Yeah, Troy, when he gets to watch his kid, he gets to go to Santa Barbara.
That's not the worst problem
no,
in the world.
That's right.
I see these kids committing to Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Troy and his wife get to go to Santa Barbara.
Go play baseball in the freezing cold. Good idea.
It happens all the time. All right, Troy, aside from, we've given plenty of way to goes to Steve Atwater, which was awesome. I don't know if you want to throw in your 2 cents to Steve, but I'd be curious what you think and what your takeaways are from the Super Bowl in terms of the Broncos.
Well, in terms of Steve Atwater, having the chance to work with him on our Denver 7 Broncos Minute every Friday for the entire season, I mean, I don't know that I've ever worked with a more humble, nice guy in anything. He's just the coolest dude, and I covered him as a player, and I thought he was worthy then. So I'm just happy for Steve and his family that he got in, because if he didn't, next year didn't look great, and so you just wondered. As for my takeaways for the Broncos, I mean, it's pretty simple with the Chiefs. You've got to be thinking of scoring 30 points if you're going to beat them. So you got to add speed on offense, more weapons, and you got to figure out if you can get a pressure up front to make Mahomes uncomfortable. I mean, it's crazy to think Mahomes played arguably the worst game of his career, certainly for 3.5 quarters, and they still win because he does things other guys can't do. I mean, it's really that simple. So he's a problem. You're going to have to deal with him. At 24, I don't think his career is any close to being over. So you got to figure. But I would suggest, D-Mac, first you've got to look at getting a winning record to get back into the playoffs. Don't make moves necessarily for the Chiefs as much as get back stable and get to the playoffs and go from there. Because last year they lost 53-9 to the Chiefs. So that gap is still significant. Get back to the playoffs first.
Troy, we've always been in reboot mode. We've never taken the time to rebuild. And here we are. You know, we're talking about all these mock drafts that we're reading. They're all talking about wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. I guess my question there is, if you were to take wide receiver, to me, that's like a try to go compete right now. Are we making a mistake and not slowing things down and going for more foundational players?
Yeah, I mean, that's the conversation we've had the last couple of years. In the last couple of drafts have helped. They still lack depth, so they can't miss in the draft or free agency, and really free agency. As the drafts have straightened out, the free agency has just been a tire fire these last couple of years outside of, you know, Kareem Jackson was great last year, but just not a lot of impact, and that's got to change. But it's a fair question, but the answer is no. They don't see it in those terms. They don't see it as draft, you know, getting pieces for a three-year window. They see next year as getting back into the playoffs. I mean, you can see by the coaching staff Vic's putting together, you know, going with experienced guys. He understands the landscape now. If he goes 6-10 next year, he may not get a third-year type thing. And that's just the reality of being with the Broncos. So, you know, you need weapons. You think about a tackle is if Juwan James is healthy, that tackle you take in the first round might not play.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's the issue you deal with is you're trying to get into the playoffs and then you take a guy who's your swing tackle on game day, which makes sense long-term, but it doesn't necessarily help you next year.
Troy, now that Steve Atwater has finally, you know, broke down the door and now he's going to be the member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, do you think him getting in opens the door for more Broncos who have been waiting so long to get that knock to finally get in?
Well, Lynch is going to get in. He may not next year because of that class. Peyton Manning, certainly, and Charles Woodson. I can't imagine. But Peyton's a first ballot. Charles Woodson, for me, he's an easy first ballot choice. So I would hope John Lynch gets in. I expect him to get in. You know, after that, you know, Randy Gratishar with the Veterans Committee, you would hope he gets in. And then, you know, there would be kind of a lull at that point. But those are the two left out there, specifically John Lynch and Randy Gratishar. There's going to be more coming down the road, but Atwater was critical because of there would be a logjam here pretty soon, and I think he would have gotten lost in the shovel. Nick, while I have you, did you teach that cornerback not to follow Tyreek Hill? What did he do? He blew out the man's coverage part of that? That's what I have to say. Winning. How does Tyreek Hill get behind him there? Hey, what are we doing, Raheem Moore?
Hey, listen. Troy, I didn't teach that type of technique. I've always taught the guys to identify the guy that can hurt you the most, and that was Tyreek Hill.
Oh, man, that play changed everything. Third and 15, I mean, there was some questionable play calling, certainly from Shanahan. D-Mac said it on Twitter. I was saying it when it was happening. But that play, more than anything, breathed life back into their team, and I'm with you. How do you let that guy get behind you? But it happens.
Troy, we appreciate it. It does happen. It is amazing to see it happen, but it does. And you can't sometimes understand it. When great players just do something that they just don't normally do, how do you explain it? But that's what those pressure, right?
That's what
I guess.
It is.
The pressure, and every pressure moment brings out another element, just like Troy on TV. He had to deal with that pressure, and he did become the TV sportscaster of the year.
Phenomenally.
Incredible. Thank you, Troy. We'll talk to you later.
See you, bud.
Bye, Troy.
See
you guys.
Troy Rank, courtesy of Tranny Law.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.